Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Caleb Barlow with IBM. Caleb, I need a website. And remind the audience what you do in with your division.
Yeah, so what I do is think of my team kind of like 911 in the event of a cybersecurity incident. So when one of our clients, you know, an IBM client, has been breached, they call us and we respond pretty much anywhere in the world. And we help them fix the aftermath. So, you know, kind of after that boom event has occurred, we're kind of the first responders that go in and try to fix the problem.
And one of the ways, and you got a website you want to give us?
Yeah. So just go out to IBM.com and / X-Force, and X-Force. You'll find it.
All right. So check it out, folks. So, Caleb, you've got a truck you've been sending around the country, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. The website is IBM.com/X-Force. CTOC,
okay.
And that'll actually take you to the info about the truck.
Okay.
What we're doing is we actually, you know, security professionals work in security operations centers, right? You know, kind of looks like a 1980s, you know, NASA mission command where we've got lots of screens. We can monitor what's going on around the world, right? And, you know, because you need lots of tools and lots of analytics to see everything that's going on. And we actually decided to put one of these things in the back of a semi-truck that we drive around the world. And it allows us to really do three things. The first thing is really training and education, right? So we can park it in a parking lot of a university or a school or a company and, you know, train people on what it's going to feel like on their worst day. So it's a giant, you know, in a lot of ways, a giant simulator.
Right.
But we can also use it for doing security, kind of standby at large sporting events or political conventions or, you know, places where there's an added security threat.
So you can actually plug into the network and be a threat assessment eliminator type kind of thing.
That's exactly right. Right.
Wow.
So, you know, you take like a large sporting event, you might have 10,000 endpoints that show up from people's phones and workstations that connect to that network, and thousands of servers that show up that nobody's ever seen before. Our goal is to protect all of that.
Well, if somebody knew an individual who had a little bit of access to this truck, and that somebody who knew that person asked them to bring that truck to a certain place, would that be something that might be possible?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what we do. In fact,
I'm putting the arm on you, Caleb.
Yeah, there you go. Well, right now, there's only one of these at the moment, and now it's actually on a boat headed to Europe.
Oh man!
So we're gonna do a little bit of a European tour, Jim, before we can come to Europe. How big's your driveway, Jim?
I think IBM can afford a couple of these. I think you guys need to pony up and get another one for the United States. You need to have two of these. All right, so
well, we had it in a bunch of different cities in the U.S. over the last month, and it was really pretty amazing, right? Just not only to really give people an idea of what's going on, but you know, corporate executives and even small businesses, they really need to understand how serious this is and what's it like on your worst day? You know, here's the analogy I'll give you, Jim. It's a lot like CPR, right? You know, when somebody drops on the floors, now's not the time to learn it.
Right.
And it's not something you want to learn from a book. You need to practice it. Well, the same thing with responding to a cyber incident. You need to have practiced it in advance, and when it happens, it's not the time to learn.
Do you guys offer that kind of training, not with the truck, but where people can take their people through a simulation of what would happen? Is there an online
system? We do a ton of this. In fact, you know, our X-Force IRIS team, which is our incident response and investigative team,
right,
they're all over the world flying around to companies, helping them prepare and do these types of simulations, you know, which could happen, you know, in a boardroom, or we even have a large-scale simulator in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Hmm. Well, that's very important, and we need that kind of capability to be down market too, for us little guys, because
we bring a lot of little guys through this because if you're a little guy selling to big guys,
that's exactly right.
Same threat as everybody
else. Exactly right. Well said. Hey, Caleb, good job today as always. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure. And you have a great holiday.
You too. We enjoyed having you on the show. Caleb Barlow, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back another day, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.